This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out 13 articles every day from those that are in the culture war, bringing about the result through their efforts, showing the world their faith by their works and their love, by the way. Faith worketh by love, right? Amen. You can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us on YouTube live if you'd like to. I know that there's 119 cities listening right now. With that said, you can watch us if you're at home. If you're not, you're driving around, listen to us the way that you're listening to us. We appreciate it. Also, thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of all radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And we also thank you for the 53 countries that are listening to our broadcast 6 days a week as well. You can listen to it on the seventh day if you like, as far as a download or a podcast download. If you want to call in, friends, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Right? We follow the Christ here. Friends, I got a question for you. How is it that you have said representatives in the United States of America, such as Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, and others, friends, that are connecting with those that are at war with America? How is it that they're actually being funded to go visit people that are at war with America, that call us the great Satan, that rejoice when the two towers fall? I'm just kind of curious to know how this works. Recep Tayyip Erdogan: the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that Ilhan Omar is meeting with this individual? As mosques are being built in America, as they're being allured, these Muslims from the Middle East that are not here to assimilate, being drawn in and allured into America on the welfare system that is unconstitutional. Well, I'm curious, why is she meeting with Mr. Erdogan? I mean, is this not bizarre? I mean, friends, outside of the fact that she's playing a very dangerous game, again, I ask the question, does anyone think that this is a little odd? Folks, can you say treasonous activity? Article 3, Section 3. But she's doing it. And it's absolutely amazing, friends, how we see now. Just last week, I highlighted the fact that the first Muslim sheriff in New Jersey, you can't make this up. Folks, they are literally, out of their own mouths, infiltrating American government. They're doing this. Siraj Wahaj said, as long as you remember to the Muslim community that if you get involved in politics in America, you have to be very careful that your leader is Allah. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. Why are they here? Why are we being led by the American government and the CIA-controlled mainstream media that we're at war with Muslims. Yet they're the ones funding them, because we just found out again a week and a half ago that Donald Trump's administration is, in fact, go to Judicial Watch, punch in the word Muslim, the article will pull up right away, is in fact times three of Barack Hussein Obama funding terror-tied organizations in America. Does anybody wonder then why it is that we are being invaded? Does anybody wonder as to how they're creating mosques in the United States of America? Here, let me say this again. Okay, Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, the mosques are our barracks, up 74% since September 11th, 2001. The domes are our helmets, the minarets are our bayonets, and the faithful are our soldiers. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a knowledge as to what's really going on here. For years, we've been told in this country that there are 13 million illegal aliens in the United States of America. There's actually 30. Why is the media suppressing this information through omission? But it shouldn't take a genius to figure out who's actually, again, bringing these people in. Keep in mind, it's local governments, it's local mayors that are alluring them in on your tax dollars. Also keep in mind, it's your local representatives that are attempting to, in some cases, hand out license without any proof as to who they are, like in New York, like in Minneapolis, and the list goes on across the country. I mean, in my state, friends, the governor, Tim Walz, and Keith Ellison, how he mysteriously got there, everybody knows. It's called voter fraud. But he's here. He wants to bring in 300% more Somalis into America, namely into the state of Minnesota. Now, we just found out a couple weeks ago, friends, that over 18 governors want to open the floodgates to the people that mean to come from the Middle East, not to assimilate, make clear as to what I'm saying, but to conquer we, the people in this country. Again, I'm not making this up. Paul Weyrich said, CARE official, or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism, yet all offers is silence and stonewalling in discussions which are real motives. In other words, this is a good guy telling you that, folks, any conversation as to what's going on with these people, it's silenced or it's stonewalled by your said representatives. Why? Well, that's all I have to do is, again, go to the Word of God, and there it is. As I said yesterday on the radio program, if you don't want to listen to the Lord and meet the Lord on His blessings, you're going to meet Him on His curses, and you're going to find your faith in Him one way or another. You can rest assured. But when you go to Deuteronomy 28, you can go to verse 15, and it says this, after the blessings, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe painstakingly to do all of His commandments. There it is right there. To do all of His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Are they beginning to infiltrate, invade through a siege, which the Bible talks about under judgment? Siege means a slow takeover. Is that what's happening here in the United States of America? Yep. Who's selling you out? Your said representatives. Who's funding them? Well, illegally, through the allocation of your tax dollars, they are illegally allocating those funds to the very people that mean to conquer your nation. Your country, friends, is being handed off as it's being invaded. Now, is this fictitious? No, not at all. Everybody sees it happening right in front of our faces. As a matter of fact, I'm going to come back with some pretty eye-opening information, if you haven't heard of it already, concerning as to what happened over in the UK. Did you know that they have 30 mayors that are Muslims? All these refugees, are they taking over? Oh yeah, they're taking over. Are they trying to do it here? Oh yeah, they're trying to do it here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got a lot of information for you today. If there's one radio show or one radio station that you could be listening to right now, you're listening to the right one, because we're going back to the Word of God and giving you the answers as to where America is today. It's like going to a mall map. You are here today. This is where you're at today, and this is what we're talking about. Friends, I want you to understand something. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live on YouTube, go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. You can catch us there as well. No matter how many times I warn the American people as to who the responsible party is concerning terrorism, friends, people just want to ignore it, like it's fictitious. And it's like, no, it's not fictitious. This is a fact. You know, this week I spent some time on the conditioning of Americans. We see politicians allure these people into this country, again, that are not here to assimilate. Then we see the federal government supersede state government by sending in federal agencies like ICE to round them up. And the real objective is those that actually oppose their political agenda in establishing a new world order. This is how dictators establish an overthrow of governments. Okay? I spent the time. I showed you as to what's going on here. Now listen, I've said this 100 times, and I stand by it. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that a tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's exactly what's happened. And it's exactly what's happening in this country today. Now, some might say, well, Bradley, that's just outlandish. No, you know nothing of history to suggest that it's outlandish in any sense of the word. I have shared with the American people a quote by Mr. Robin Cook. And I'm going to give you this quote again, and then I'm going to bring it home so you can hear for yourself directly out of the individual's mouth as to who's responsible for creating and funding terrorism. This is former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence. He's on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. Of course. Folks, our CIA is called the American Gestapo by none other than President Truman, who said he would have nothing to do with it as to who they are and what it is that they do had he known what he was signing on to back in 1947. That's not good enough? Okay, let me give you another one. This is, you all know her as Hillary Clinton. I want you to listen carefully as to what Hillary tells you, friends, because she tells you exactly who's responsible for the creation of terrorism. Go ahead, play that.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is it wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest.
That's right.
So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Did you guys hear that? I just want to make sure everybody understands as to what's going on here. I want to make sure that you understand what she just got done saying. Funding these people, leaving weaponry in these countries. By the way, you can mark it by design, by the CIA. I remember doing a church in South Carolina. If I said the guy's name, you'd all know who he is. And I remember a missionary standing up and saying that he's out in the Middle East, and he had seen firsthand seen the CIA drop off weapons to that of what you know as ISIS in America today. It's interesting. I'm just putting all the dots together for you. It's interesting to note that, too, when you look to Minneapolis, they know in Minneapolis that it is the greatest recruitment for ISIS in the United States of America. And Americans are trying to figure out where the FBI is in putting the kibosh on these people. Well, the FBI is actually going to CARE meetings in St. Cloud, Minnesota, in support of CARE, which is a terror-tied organization that Donald Trump just tripled support to. One of them. Okay, so you need to understand, friends, that it reminds me of the SS officer they call the Angel of Death. Just listen carefully as to what he said. Mr. Mengele said, the more that we do to the people, the less they believe it's us doing it. Now, also keep in mind, friends, of the 35 jihadi camps, I played the audio for you concerning what's going on in America today. And yet you haven't heard a word about them. We're finding jihadi camps in New Mexico, in Mississippi, and then once the information is blown out to the public, what do we see? We see the FBI going in and covering up evidence. Okay? Who's magnifying terrorism more than the CIA-controlled mainstream media and corrupt politicians? Okay. Who? Nobody is. Who's alluring them into America? Your said representatives are. I'll get to that if I get time in the next hour and a half. So you need to understand that you are being sold out. Now let me take that over to what's happening over in Europe. I've referenced Europe 50 times on this radio show. I've continuously referenced those countries to show you what's happening there and how they're demoralized. They use the sodomite agenda, the homosexuals, to demoralize the people. And once the people give them the green light, then they become subject of what? They use them as political battering rams to upend their country's constitutions, just like they did here. Okay? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Remember, John Adams said that, and also keep in mind, religion to our forefathers was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, so on and so forth, the Wesleyans. You get the point. Okay? Not foreign gods coming in to stir up or to incite war within that nation the way that these people are being used to do so. Judges 5:8 is very clear. When the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. Also go back to Exodus 20. When America forsook their God, they opened the floodgates up to those that mean to incite war within its gates. Judges 5:8 says that when you allow other gods to be within the gates, there's going to be war. There's going to be war. Going back to Europe, so the people in those prospective countries give the green light to the sodomites, the homosexual agenda, because they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to deal with them. They just want to go ahead and live their own selfish lives. That is until they figure out their kids have become a prey to these sodomites, because that's exactly what it's about, and 9 times out of 10. But it's interesting, friends, that once they do that, then all of a sudden, on their heels, playing the victims, just like the homosexuals, right? They come in, the Muslims do, and they play the same exact card. Playing the victim. They don't have the shield, friends. They're not the victims. They're perpetuating the crime to tear down the law so they can conquer prospective countries. Now, again, I want you to listen carefully. Bradley, that's crazy. Okay, good. Because this is what I want you to hear. It's crazy in Europe. It's crazy in Germany. It's crazy in Sweden. It's crazy in the UK. Oh, and speaking of the UK, friends, how the British have passively succumbed to the Muslim invasion the same exact way, systematically, a little bit tougher because there's more people to deal with, and they have to overthrow the law and supersede the law to do so. But keep in mind, in the UK, the mayor of London, he's a Muslim, okay? The mayor of Birmingham, he's a Muslim. Just hang on a second, friends. I'm just starting here. We're going to come back to the UK, and I'm going to show you exactly how the victims, these refugees, come into prospective countries, and the first thing they do is guard to positions of what? Governorship. So they can take over. We just had a guy in Minneapolis running for city council. He said, we take over now. We take over now. Listen carefully, friends. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A person in Washington State infected with the coronavirus has died, according to the Seattle and King County Department of Health. The fatality marks the first death associated with the virus inside the United States. The death comes after U.S. officials have warned that the coronavirus now appears to be spreading within the country from person to person, independent of any foreign travel. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledged three such cases, known as community spread, on the West Coast. It's primary day in South Carolina, and the Democrats will determine whether Joe Biden's campaign is alive and kicking or another candidate can challenge the national frontrunner, Bernie Sanders. South Carolina is the first majority black primary electorate, and the winner of the last four of five contests have gone on to capture the party's nomination. The primary is just 3 days before the important Super Tuesday contest. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804. For a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about how, America, you're being invaded right now through all this distraction, all the smoke and mirrors, as you continuously keep your eyes pasted on a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics who have a long history of selling you out, decade after decade after decade after decade. Is that where we're at today? Oh, yes, that's where we're at today. And by the way, I don't have to talk you into that because you know it's true. And it's not my job to talk you into anything. You should know what the truth is, because if you have the truth, no one's going to be able to talk you out of it. Amen? I'm talking about what's going on over in Europe and over in the UK so you can understand what they're trying to do here in America. Just this last week, we had an individual. He's a Muslim Somali. And just to show you how emboldened and encouraged they are, in Minneapolis area, he actually come out and just he just came out recently and said that, you know, we take over. That's what he said. That's how he said it. We take over. We take over. He's saying it's time to take over now. And the American people stand back and act like, nope, everything's good. By the way, I wanted to let you know, I know that you were told by Donald Trump just recently about how that wall is going up. Did anybody take the time to understand the wall that was going up as to what that wall was and what it is that he was referencing? He was actually talking about the wall on the southern border that's being repaired. So it's not like he lied to you all the while knowing that he lied to you. During the same time that he told his followers that, he funded, through Judicial Watch, you can see the article, Tom Fitton's organization, he funded terror-tied Muslims in the United States of America times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama. I had to insert that because you need to understand that's what's going on over here. That's why they're so encouraged, because this administration, he's not bringing in the rule of law. Nobody's been prosecuted. Nobody's been indicted. When the American, but we know from his followers, we understand what they all have to say. That what they have to say, friends, is this. You know, oh, just wait until a second term. Yep. No, no, no. If you think things are bad now, just wait until a second term, because they're going to get a lot worse. And it's not going to be good for those that call themselves the good people that roll over in the face of what's happening today in this country. You don't know when someone's lying to you because you don't take the time to know the truth. You didn't have a love of the truth. You're going to be overtaken by the workers of iniquity because you refuse to take a stand when you know you should have. And you still have, the mercy of God is that you still have the freedom to do so today. What are you doing? Instead of justifying the one that's actually being used to destroy your country, why don't you stand up and study out the law and the word of God first and foremost to know the difference? You can always tell when a crook is crooked by laying a straight one next to it. By knowing the word of God and the Constitution, you can always detect the crooked stick. That's right. Let's go back over to the UK. Here's the fruit, friends. The refugees go over there. They ask for help. What do? They infiltrate government. We have a Muslim mayor of London. We have a Muslim mayor of Birmingham. We have a Muslim mayor of Leeds. This is all in the UK. We have a Muslim mayor of Blackburn. We have a Muslim mayor of Sheffield. We have a Muslim mayor of Luton. We have a Muslim mayor of Oldham. We have a Muslim mayor of Rockdale. Are they there to assimilate? No, no, no. That's not at all what they're doing, friends. They're there to overthrow. Just like they told you they were. You know, it's interesting because when you look over, and by the way, there's 20 more of them, 20 some more. You know, it's interesting. This has all been achieved by just 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million population there. Why? Because they're doers of their word, to the shame of those that call themselves professed Christians and don't even know the word. Same thing happening here in America. As a matter of fact, in America, it's the Lutheran social services that are drawing them in, and the same thing with Catholic Charities. Folks, these people have sold you down the river. They mean to, probably unbeknownst to them, but because they're so blind to the truth of the Word of God, they have literally sold you out. They are literally handing off your country to those that God is using in judgment. It's a fact. Okay. I don't care what you heard about the false prophets. Read Deuteronomy 13 and make distinction as to what the real ones are and the fake ones are, folks. Because the Bible says in the end times, many false prophets will arise. And it's exactly what's happening today. Here's the other thing. I know I'm telling you the truth. I know it's true. I know it's true. I was raised up in that mess for about a year and a half to make distinction as to what is right and what is wrong by the discerning of the Holy Ghost. Read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. All of this happening over in London, friends, over in the UK, by just 4 million Muslims. There's 66 million Muslims there. There's over 3,000 mosques. Okay. In the UK, there's over 130 Muslim Sharia courts in the UK, over 50 Muslim Sharia councils. By the way, 68% of those that are coming into America from the Middle East already said that they prefer Sharia law. But again, I got to make reference to the current administration who said he's going to put the kibosh on all this. It's interesting to note his version of judgment and justice is merely backhanding his political opposition, which only drives people to watch more of their propaganda. I mean, folks, just show them a fight and you'll continuously fill the seats. And that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, America is just inundated with this propaganda. It's always some sort of crisis. It's always some sort of dispute or battle between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's always something, isn't it? And you are the ones that continuously lose day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. That's why Jesus said, judge men by their fruits. Muslims know they have an only no-go area across the UK. They're taking over, friends. That's what they're doing. Muslim women, 78% don't work and are on free benefits housing. So those that are working over in the UK, they're actually supporting those that are not working. Muslim men over in the UK, 63% don't work and are on free benefits or housing. Muslim families, 6 to 8 children on free benefits, housing, and now all the UK schools are only serving halal meat, it's being reported. Can you make that up? It's interesting, too, when you follow the culture of these people, if you look to Somalia, friends, just for the record, again, I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate. If you look to their prospective countries, friends, it's nothing but salt and rock. Starvation. They're one of the most cruel people there is on the planet in the sense of how they treat each other. One of the most dangerous countries in the world. The lowest IQs. Yes. Hey, friends, look at Ilhan Omar and you'll understand what I just got done saying. I mean, it's crazy. And by the way, that's first-hand information. First-hand information. I want you to listen to this because you do need to understand that these people who are invading are bringing their culture with them. Do you want that culture? Look to France. Look to Germany. Look to the UK, friends. What they left is exactly what they're doing in the countries that they have now come to. John Wesley, the great field preacher, said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth. He was from the UK, by the way. That numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining. That many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and not that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Vanished from the earth. Why? Because they've been destroyed. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. How many times do the American people need to be warned before they wake up as to what's going on in their own countries? Folks, this is perfect judgment. Now, you can go ahead and take it as to how you want to take it, but the truth is the truth. When you go over to none other than Deuteronomy 28, just let me read this. It says, but it shall come to pass after the 14 blessings, friends, the 15 blessings, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. What are these curses? Well, if I go up to 43, I can tell you exactly what one of these curses is. And I'm talking about 43 of Deuteronomy chapter 28, right? And what does it say? The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. How does that work? Well, they have to get in the positions of government. Is that right? That's right. They have to get into the position of government. So why? They begin to browbeat all of their opposition through the use of what? Law. That's why people in this country need to understand. They're trying to normalize that individuals from the Middle East coming in and putting their hand on the Quran. They're trying to normalize that in this country. But it's subversive to American government. And it means that they're at war with who we are. They're at war with the infidel. That's what they're telling you. Again, look into the Quran, friends. They'll tell you exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. And and you know what the American people are doing? The American people, because they don't want to be called names, They'd rather subject themselves to those that want to basically slaughter the infidel. They don't want to be called names because of political correctness. Let me tell you something. You're not worthy of the name of a Christian. You're not worthy of the name of being a patriot. You're not worthy of being used by the devil because you're submitting yourself and your family to those that mean to destroy. Is this fictitious? Nope, it's a reality, isn't it, America? Isn't it?
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about all of those refugees that needed help over in the UK and in the European Union over there, friends. It's absolutely amazing how they're taking over in government now. But they're doing that here, too. I just shared with you during the second segment before last, friends, that we have a city council member from Somalia, again, dumb as a rock, friends, talking about how we take over now. And by the way, when they win office here, it's interesting how they give their victory speeches in Arabic. Yeah, in America, friends. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Can you fix ignorance? Yeah, you can if they're willing to actually correct themselves. Hassan Alabana. It is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law, its totalitarian is what it is, to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. How can they do this without someone funding them to do so? Interesting, right? Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, terror tied to Hamas in America. Remember, this is the organization that every time they have something to say, if they, folks, if they whisper, the CIA-controlled media is right there to give them airtime. They have the cameras right up to their face. Folks, this is them using now the Muslims to upend your political institutions. That's what this is about. They want a new world order. George Soros said the great obstacle to the new world order is that of the United States of America. Hey, I want to remind you of something. Concerning all these Muslim mayors in the UK, keep in mind there's 66 million people there, and only 4 million people, namely Muslims, have established and accomplished what it is that they've established and accomplished. Okay? You're under the judgments of God. America? Hey, folks, I'm still waiting for all these false prophets to pipe up. 1-866-582-9933. I'm still waiting for someone to get on the radio with me and confront me with the Word of God. It's never the Word of God. It's always their uneducated, biblically illiterate, or constitutionally illiterate opinions. Nobody cares about your opinions. Give me the Word and show me the history of it. Okay? God is alive forevermore, friends. And again, we're going to either adhere to Him in His blessings, or we're going to partake with Him in His curses. It's our choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. Read it when you get a moment. You know, I was just reading this in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, and then I went to the curses, and I'm showing you the curses now, because in verse 43 it says, "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high." We're seeing these people being pushed into governmental positions. Rashida Tlaib, Keith Ellison, all through voter fraud, friends. Ilhan Omar, what they've done there, so you understand how they're working it here in Minnesota. They're colonizing these people under the noses of the people in the state of Minnesota. And once they get 25% or more, then what they do is they vote in their people. Okay? They're not there to support the Constitution. They're not there to vote in some unconstitutional party that's not found in law. No, they're looking. See, they already see that the American people are not abiding by their own U.S. Constitution. Do you understand? That's why they can come in as foreigners and establish their foreign constitution to who we are. That's why they are picking Muslim leaders to put them into a position where they can actually enact Sharia law, superseding the U.S. Constitution. Folks, you're going to have war in this country. They're pushing to civil war. I've been saying this for years on this radio program. We're seeing it manifest on a daily basis in real time. Let me go back to this. Deuteronomy 28, when I go to verse 50, tell me if this sounds familiar. Under the judgment of God. No, let me go to 49 and then 50. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue that you shall not understand. Let me go to verse 50. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. If you go to verse 52, and it says, "And thou shalt," and what does it say? It says, "And he shall besiege thee in thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down." See, folks, listen to me carefully. The bad guys, they think that they're in control of what's going on. No, they're not. It's out of their control. The bad guys are simply being used now to bring chastisement, and because the American people refuse to repent, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 38. Folks, whatever order it comes to my mind, that's where we're at. And because the Lord, because the people refuse to repent before the Lord, and they don't want to be chastised, guess what? He's going to bring seven times heavier judgments upon that nation. Things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better. And all of you Christians out there, don't sit. The Lord's on the throne. He is on the throne, but He's looking for His church to love Him enough to keep His commandments and do His biddings through commandments, not suggestions. For all of you that just sit there and say, "Oh, there's nothing we can do about it," again, there's nothing you want to do about it, but I am telling you, the Bible tells us to the righteous, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. Tell the righteous, Bradley, that I have their back. Tell the righteous, Bradley, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my children. Tell the unrighteous, "Touch not mine anointed," because the Lord says, "I mean what I said." And He means it every day that we are upon this earth, because He is forever. He is always. He is omnipresent, friends. We have lost nothing. The only thing that we have lost, friends, through apathy and intolerance is our country. And you've heard me say a million times, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. So stand up and do that. Let me take this in contrast to what you've been subjected to in this country. We all know who the Salvation Army is. We all know William and Catherine Booth started that organization over 100 and some years ago. And by the way, what you see in the Salvation Army, 98% of it, literally, it's not what they founded in any sense of the word. No. You see the modern day version of Salvation Army. Folks, they are playing the political correct game every step of the way. They're not bringing the answers to the world, friends. They're begging from the world just to maintain the line that's going to be eradicated soon enough as well. But if we go back to the founder, he had the same daddy I have, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He had the same captain of his salvation as I have. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I want you to listen to what he said. This is William Booth. He said, "We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going." That is the mindset in the Church of America. He goes on, William Booth did, "We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of our Lord Jesus Christ, just the way that our forefathers established it to be, friends. We are sent to make war." Wasn't it Jesus that said in Matthew 10, I believe, verse 34? "I've come not to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword, to divide, to bring variance through the truth, by the light." Yes, that's Scripture, man. That is Scripture. Where's the pith and marrow? Where's the embodiment of that in men today? It reminds me of Jeremiah when the Lord said to him, "Go out and seek out the wise men." He couldn't find them. I want to tell you something, friends. Neither can I. I want to give you a word of caution. There's many people that are listening to me right now or watching me on YouTube. I want you to understand that there's many people that profess to be one thing. And I want to tell you, because I know many of who they are, I'm telling you to be careful. I'm telling you to be careful because they appear to be walking in the light. I'd love to see them in their own personal capacity because the man and the office are one and the same. And I know them both, and they're not good. They're not good. Holiness is the element, and what's missing in the church today is the blood and the power of the blood and the cleansing power of the blood through men that claim to be His. The Bible says that we're sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. We never hear anybody talking about sanctification. Sanctify us by thy truth. Thy word is truth. By the washing of the water, by thy word. We never hear about that because it requires us being perfected by the grace of God. Through the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is found in Titus 3, we never hear about the power of the blood. And then you wonder why, America, the church is losing the battle. Because the power is found in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And either we live for the blood, or we're going to be cursed by the blood. You reap what you sow. It's just that simple. I'm going to say this one more time. We got hour two coming up on the other side. This is William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. "We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ." Does that sound foreign to the American church today? Oh, yeah. But guess what? The fire's coming, friends. And it's already here. It's time to awake as to what's going on. America, you're being invaded. You're being sold out. And we need to address the issue today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.